Lessons.
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, my phone's almost as big as yours. Actually, I think my phone.
Yeah, but my phone actually works because it's an Apple device.
Oh, not.
Device does not have it, but he has an Apple device too. Okay, so we've got so many questions for today's guest. We have to stop the banter here, Jason. Les is not. Do you even know where Les is? I don't even know.
I'm sure he's playing his banjo in some backwards country festival.
That's
thing.
Probably so, exactly what he's doing and drinking terrible beer. So to step in, I asked Scott Merchant if he wanted to step in, and he had some excuse, and I don't know what his excuse was. He never told me. But then I went to the other bullpen, and I was like, hey, Matt Rust, why don't you come join? You've never been on one of these. So Matt Rust from the Google Plus Golf community has stepped in for Les Bailey. So Les, we don't really miss you this week, and the next 2 weeks we will be off. So, Les, I'm not going to see you for like a month, which I'm totally okay with. Jason Oslo from Shop Junior Golf. Jason, how's it going?
It is going well.
Good. Matt, what's up, man? Are you excited to be on your first Friday Foursome as a guest? You're not a host because you don't do anything in the golf business besides play golf, but are you excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks.
All right. Good. Don't be nervous.
You can hear his voice.
I know. I can't. So, and today's guest, I've had the chance to meet and hang out with today's guest. Like, it's been a long time since we've seen each other, but I've known her for, I mean, my God, like 4 or 5 years now. But Megan Pato was with us from, well, I mean, from the Golf Channel is what I could say, because she was a star on the morning drive a few days ago. But Megan, welcome to the Friday Foursome. Take a couple of seconds. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're all about.
Great. Well, thanks so much. And like Ricky said, we really have gone way back through the Proponent group many years. But I'm a PGA and LPGA golf professional, and I really have kind of a unique job. I really travel all over, try to stay with the good weather. So I really enjoy the traveling end of it. But I'm actually currently right now up in New York in the Hamptons. I work at a club called Maidstone Club, where I run the entire junior golf program. So I'm really into having fun with the kids and doing some goofy things. Like, if you've seen any of my social media, you'd see that I have my own Golfzilla and like to do a lot of water balloons, but just fun stuff like that with the kids. And then I am an aim point instructor. As you can see, I have a sign behind me, but
I had no idea.
You know, just in case you missed that. But I travel around and do some clinics wherever they're needed and in the country, and that's been a really fun thing because it's transformed my game. So I love being able to share that with people, and I mean, hearing their stories is pretty unbelievable, like getting text messages of their trophies that they're now getting. But it's a great system for green reading. And then I'm down in South Carolina. I teach at a club called Belfair Plantation, and it's a beautiful private club down there in Hilton Head. So I'm constantly on the move.
So you're a little busy, I guess. A little bit. So you said the words junior golf, and it just so happens that both of these guys that are here to ask you questions today have like a junior golf focus, especially Jason Boslow. So Jason, I'm going to let you kick it off, and I bet your questions are about junior golf.
A lot of them are, but my first one has nothing to do with golf. It was something that she just brought up, and I have to know, like being in the Hamptons, is it like everything that they say on the TV shows and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty great. I've actually been out here, this is my 8th season at Maidstone, and I had the opportunity to work at Shinnecock right before, which wow. Is an amazing course. So I really did fall in love with the Hamptons out here. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty low-key. There will be celebrities walking around, or they'll be, you know, at the golf club, and no one bothers them, which is really nice.
Very
so,
cool.
So yeah, you'll just run into them around town.
Matt, you're kind of a celebrity. What's your first question?
So my first question is about junior golf. So
Thank you.
I'm encouraging my daughter to play. She's 5, and I just moved to Scottsdale, so we should have plenty of time and places to play. But what are fun ways to introduce the game without getting too serious or putting too much pressure on them to play?
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's all about making it super fun, okay? So like I kind of mentioned, I would get her hitting water balloons because the reason why I do that is that, you know, to go out and hit a golf shot and actually make contact with a ball, I mean, even a child can sense if they're hitting it well or not. You know, they're looking at the resort, at the result ahead. But if you hit a water balloon, no matter how you hit it, it's going to explode and they'll have that feeling of success. And it definitely makes a big difference. And then also, if you look on YouTube, you can find the Junior Golf song that I created a few years ago. And it's all the components of the golf swing. It's the pre-shot routine. So they talk about the grip and then setting their feet and then having good posture. And then it talks about making the L shape and then shifting their weight. And then last, it tells them to hold their finish for a little longer. So that's a kind of a great way to get kids started. And it actually is very effective. I teach it. It's a requirement in our junior program. So all the kids learn it at an early age. And it really does form a great swing because you're focusing on pre-shot fundamentals and then all the way through to the finish.
You just brought up something that's part of one of my questions, and it's about the pre-shot routine, and it's something that I grill into my 9-year-old who plays competitive golf is the pre-shot routine. Can you kind of tell me why that's so important, or tell our group why it's so important and why it's important to have that pre-shot routine?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm such a believer in the fact that you're setting yourself up for success. So a pre-shot routine is really going through the motions so that you're getting set up the same way every time. And I'll tell the kids, it's like you're giving the golf ball directions. If you're giving it different directions every time, you can't really expect it to listen to you.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, a lot of these things I put in the terms of the kids, and then I'll tell it to adults, and all the time they're like, wow, that makes so much more sense, you know, to kind of simplify it. But, yeah, I mean, the pre-shot routine is really, I would say, underrated in golf instruction, and just being able to, you know, set up exactly the same every time. So with the song, it's actually been proven that kids can sing and multitask at the same time, where adults can't really do that. but they'll sing kind of like getting the right grip, the right ball position, and then also having the right posture. So that's kind of all part of the process. But a pre-shot routine, just including those fundamentals, is, you know, I highly recommend it. It's just setting up for success.
That's really cool. So the Friday Foursome is sponsored by Greenskeeper.org, and I've changed my desk around a little bit, so I don't know if you can see the shirt's still back there, but you might be able to see it more or less than what you used to be able to. But he sent a ton of questions for their members, and one that he sent in from CPENNBO. No offense to these Greenskeeper.org members, but your names are really hard to pronounce most of the time. So he said, or she said, I don't even know, I would assume it's a female, but I play a lot of golf with women in their 50s who are just starting to play golf. Some of them have expressed disappointment that they'll never hit their driver more than 100 yards. What would your response be to that?
Well,
Matt rarely hits his driver more than 100 yards, too, so he can relate to this question.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't even have a driver anymore because I couldn't hit it 100 yards, so I gave it to him.
Well, you know, a lot of what I do with my juniors all the way through seniors that I teach is I work on fundamental development, athletic development. So we do a lot of motor skills because it's really not fair to stand there with a bucket of balls and just expect to just change the motion of your golf swing just by hitting golf balls, because we're always constantly reacting to getting that golf ball in motion and sending it towards a target. So what I recommend is a lot of fundamental movements. Even you don't have to be at the gym. You could do it anywhere, but taking a med ball and just throwing it back and forth with someone. But the big key with this question about distance and trying to get more of it is I wonder how solid that person is hitting the golf ball. So that's always number one is what kind of contact are you making? Something very simple that someone could do is either put face tape on the driver face or whatever, iron face, or you can get the Dr. Scholl's spray, the foot spray, and just spray it onto the face of your club and see where exactly you're hitting your shot. Because I heard a stat the other day that if you miss by like one dimple, it's going to, over 150 yards, it's going to change your direction. One dimple will be like 7 feet difference. So if you get to almost 300 yards, that's going to make a huge difference, that one dimple of...
What is your favorite social network? I think I know what you're going to say, but...
I actually have learned to love Twitter. So I guess, you know, I would say my heart's always with Facebook, but I've learned to love Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say was true. Yeah. So there are four to choose from. What's your favorite PGA Tour major?
The Masters, hands down.
Yeah. Have you ever had an ace?
I haven't, but I've been working really hard to try to get
I've been trying really
out
hard.
Out of the guys that I work with, out of six of us, three people had hole in ones this summer. So I was trying to get one.
I feel like you either have zero or like 11. Like everybody yeah. that has one has like multiple. I played golf with a guy maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and I was like, "Have you ever had one?" He's like, "Yeah, I had. I didn't have one until I was like 64, and he had had three in the last like 2 years. It's crazy." What golf ball do you currently play?
I play a Nike. Nike everything.
So you gotta, well, that actually might help my next question, actually. So you have to be really careful how you answer this. do you think Tiger breaks Jack's record? Why or why not?
I do not think so. But I wish that he would be seeking some more advice mentally than everyone's blaming it on his swing philosophies and everything he's working on. But I think mentally and physically is the big area that he needs to focus on. Because there's no way he's going out there and shooting in the 80s when he's out there practicing and shooting in the 60s.
So my boss just walked over and said, "Are you still asking that question?"
It's a great question. I mean...
You've never gotten it yet.
That's Chris Strauss. You know Chris? Megan?
Yeah. She taught my daughters how to play golf with Snack.
Well, see? There you go. Look at all the connections. Okay, well, your final question of your Friday foursome is, what's next for Megan?
What is next? Well, I just like to be open to opportunities and just kind of traveling, taking whatever opportunity I can. So, you know, that's why I'm so thankful for you having me on here is that it's just fun to be out and meeting people and talking about what I love to do.
That is awesome. Well, it's always great to talk with you, and it's always great to hear what you're doing to grow the game. The balloon idea, I did pass that along to a team here in Arizona, and he was – it was Ben Meadle at Auction Southern Dunes Golf Club. They have a short, like, six-hole course on the floor of their driving range that is the coolest thing for – like, I mean, it's fun for me, but it's really cool for growing the game and getting juniors out there to hit 100-yard shots great. Or less. And I sent him that idea, and he was like, "I'm going to run with it." And he's been using it with his juniors, so you've definitely inspired some people to do that.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'd say most of my ideas I put on social media. So, you know, if I'm doing it, I like to share it with other people.
That's awesome. Well, Jason, get back to work. And, you know, I normally say, as Matt Rust says, make less bogeys. But I feel like I'm honored to have Matt with us today to say it. So, Matt, take it away.
Make less bogeys.